Comprehension Grammar Dictation. Dictation 5B. Part 1. Listen, repeat, and write. Directions. Listen carefully. Repeat the sentence aloud. Listen again. Write the sentence. Listen again. Check your answer. Number 1. Repeat. The students went to class in spite of the cold weather.
Students went to class in spite of wild weather.
Right. The students went to class in spite of the cold weather. Check. The students went to class in spite of the cold weather. Number 2. Repeat. I'm going to go to Los Angeles, although it's far away.
I'm going to go to Los Angeles.
Right. I'm going to go to Los Angeles, although it's far away. I'm going to go to Los Angeles, although it's far away. Number 3. Repeat. Why aren't you going to the movies? Right. Why aren't you going to the movies? Check. Why aren't you going to the movies? Number 4. Repeat. Susan will go by plane if she goes to New York next month.
Susan will go by plane.
Right. Susan will go by plane if she goes to New York next month. Susan will go by plane if she goes to New York next month. Check again. Susan will go by plane if she goes to New York next month. Number 5. Repeat. If Bob had caught the plane, he would be here by now. Right. If Bob had caught the plane, he would be here by now. If Bob had caught the plane, he would be here by now. Number 6. Repeat. Mary would have stayed for dinner last night if we had asked her. Right. Mary would have stayed for dinner last night if we had asked her. Mary would have stayed for dinner last night if we had asked her. Check again. Mary would have stayed for dinner last night if we had asked her. Number 7. Repeat. I would go to the party if I got a new dress.
Sure.
Right. I would go to the party if I got a new dress. I would go to the party if I got a new dress. Number 8. Repeat. John is going to go to class whether or not he can finish his homework. Right. John is going to go to class whether or not he can finish his homework. Check. John is going to go to class whether or not he can finish his homework. Check again. John is going to go to class whether or not he can finish his homework. Number 9. Repeat. Betty would have cashed my check if the bank had been open. Right. Betty would have cashed my check if the bank had been open. Betty would have cashed my check if the bank had been open. Number 10. Repeat. I have so little money, I can't spend much on clothes. Right. I have so little money, I can't spend much on clothes. I have so little money, I can't spend much on clothes. Number 11. Repeat. Bob says, weren't you able to go by bus? Betty says, no. Right. Bob says, weren't you able to go by bus? Betty says, no. Check. Bob says, weren't you able to go by bus? Betty says, no. Number 12. Repeat. Mr. Smith is so busy that Sam should help him. Right. Mr. Smith is so busy that Sam should help him. Mr. Smith is so busy that Sam should help him. Number 13. Repeat. Mary says, the grammar book isn't yours, is it? Betty says, yes. Right. Mary says, the grammar book isn't yours, is it? Betty says, yes. Check. Mary says, the grammar book isn't yours, is it? Betty says, yes. Check again. Mary says, the grammar book isn't yours, is it? Betty says, yes. Number 14. Repeat. Mrs. Smith says, can't we begin the class at 9 o'clock? Bob says, yes. Right. Mrs. Smith says, can't we begin the class at 9 o'clock? Bob says, yes. Check. Mrs. Smith says, can't we begin the class at 9 o'clock? Bob says, yes. Check again. Mrs. Smith says, can't we begin the class at 9 o'clock? Bob says, yes. And last, number 15. Repeat. Mary says, they sell cigarettes in drugstores, don't they? Betty says, yes. Right. Mary's...